Let's talk with Sharon Turlup, who's the fine writer with Michigan Ties. She writes for the Wall Street Journal. Sharon, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We've just got a few minutes here, but I wanted to talk with you briefly about your story, The GM Revival Slows Down, which was interesting because they're making record profits and they're growing and they're hiring. Tell us about this story.
Sure. Yeah, last year was a record year for GM. They made almost $8 billion. And, you know, in the first quarter of this year, they made about $1 billion, which is a significant, it's less than a year ago. It's kind of less than what we'd seen through all of 2011. I mean, it's not a crisis by any means, but they're having some pretty significant issues overseas in Europe. They don't have pickup trucks right now. So now they're getting killed by Ford that has a brand new pickup trucks out.
Are they building those over there yet?
They're building, so they have pickup trucks, but they're very old. So they're built here in the U.S., and so they're trying to compete with Ford's brand new, very popular F-Series pickup trucks, and they're just not getting the revenue.
So by the revival, we can say that they're doing great here in the United States, but they've got some work to do when we think about worldwide.
Yeah, and I give them maybe a B or a C plus in the United States. They still have, I mean, you know, they were losing billions and billions of dollars, but this is a company with no debt. They don't have to pay many taxes. They got their balance sheet wiped clean. So certainly one would expect more than, you know, not kind of mediocre profits, but, significant profits. And there's reason to think they'll get there, within the next couple of years.
If you Google Wall Street Journal and Sharon Turlup, you'll find the fine article. It's titled To Talk About GM's Revival Slows Down. Sharon, thanks so much. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Sure. Thanks a lot.